Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 days a week, you can expect Free Talk Live to be on the air. It would be an unusual day when it's not. So call in, talk about what you want. That's what we do. That's our whole mission here on Free Talk Live, is to allow you to be able to speak on the airwaves about whatever is on your mind. And to that end, let's go to the phones. We've got Truth Seeker calling in from Utah. Truth Seeker, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and talk about COVID-19.
Okay.
The thing is, if for any cure to work for something where the PCR is being used to diagnose the disease...
Okay. What is the PCR? What does PCR stand for?
I'm sorry, what?
What does PCR stand for?
Polychain reaction, I think.
Okay.
That's what everybody goes and gets whenever they get so-called tested. It's
when you get
a
six-inch Q-tip shoved up your nose, that's a PCR test.
Correct. So if you're using a PCR to diagnose if someone has a disease, you kind of need to know what the false positive rate is to know if anything will work, right?
Right.
Because if you have a really, really high false positive rate, then nothing's going to work. There's no vaccine, no vitamin C, no nothing is going to stop a false positive PCR.
Right. I mean, if it's false positive, that by its definition means it's just simply untrue, so nothing that looks like the truth is going to fix that.
You can't cure the healthy.
Exactly. So there's a really simple way to find out what the false positive rate is of the PCR for the so-called COVID-19.
Okay.
That no one has produced, and I can ask everywhere, no one has it, and no one's looking into it. And that would be to have a study on unused swabs and see what their positive rate is. And also have a study on soda, see what the positive rate is, on fruit, animals, people without symptoms or asymptomatic, and people with symptoms. And if you're going to get a 5% positive rate on unused swabs, a 5% on soda, a 5% rate on asymptomatic people, and a 5% rate on symptomatic people, if everybody has the same rate of positiveness, that means it's 100% false positive. And so if you have a vaccine that has a 95% effective rate, but a 5% ineffective rate, well, that just means that you're still getting 5%
false positive
of the population testing positive, and it's 100% false positive. So, but no one's coming up with these studies.
Now, you're not suggesting that COVID-19 doesn't exist, are you?
I'm suggesting that the inventor of the PCR stated that the PCR should never be used to diagnose a sickness or a disease.
All
it does is amplify matter.
Yeah, there's a lot of totems and good luck charms involved in this whole disease. I think that the PCR test is among them because... there's studies out there that talk about the false positive rate and then, you know, the difficulties of that. You basically have to get two, maybe three tests at once in order to see whether or not you have COVID-19. And that's it's not a good sign. I had to travel.
You theme against the Branch Covidian Church.
Well, I had to travel earlier this year, and the whole PCR test thing seems like just something to make people feel better in a lot of ways. Not to say that it's completely.
Okay. I've never had a 6-inch Q-tip shoved up my nose, but I'm pretty sure it wouldn't make me feel better.
It's not a pleasant experience, that's for sure.
Yeah, you.
And on that Q-tip, I've also heard. That's causing people to lose their sense of taste and smell, by the way.
Oh, it certainly can.
No, I don't think it had me do that in that case. But
yeah. Well, they have to damage the tissue back there in certain ways, but that's where, of course, your sense of smell is. And if you damage the tissue back there, you can lose your sense of smell.
I suppose that's the case. I will say that, thank you for the call, Truth Seeker. I'll say that I know enough people who have gotten this disease at this point to believe that the disease exists, to think that it's, I've said this over and over again, I said it in the very beginning. This isn't the pandemic. This is the test for the pandemic. And at this point, states, multinational organizations, the people who are in charge have failed miserably at this. Have they contained it? Has anything that they've done? Remember, these people have they have godlike powers. They can stop travel. They can lock you in your home. They can force you to wear rags over your face. Dirty rags.
They can't
cup
make
holders.
Me do any of these
And in pockets.
Right. Just disgusting that people pull on with their hands the whole time, right? Like, they do all of these things, and then they fail. Like, there's at this point, there's no evidence that any of the stuff that's been done has done anything but prolong and intense and thus intensify the whole thing.
I think you're making some pretty big assumptions about their motives, because, they certainly weren't intending to keep people happy and healthy when, for example, they put patients who were infected with this into nursing homes, geriatric nursing homes full of old people, the only people susceptible to it. They don't want people to be healthy. They want people to be afraid.
I think they want people to be afraid. I have heard the explanations for what they did with the geriatrics and these sorts of things. And at the time that I read them, they seemed plausible in the sense that if you thought like these people thought, with the kind of
it would be a great idea to murder some people.
You're going to have to tell me what you're talking about. They put people in nursing homes that had.
They put people who actually had it in geriatric nursing homes. And the geriatric nursing home said, no, we don't want these people. The only people this disease kills is geriatric
what
patients.
What was the reason? Why did they do that?
Well, I don't know. It was five Democratic governors who did it. They forced it on the nursing homes who didn't want it. I have no idea why they did it. I would love,
casualty
if
rate?
You could... Well, there were a lot of people were murdered by these five Democratic governors who will
are
never
are they going to be held accountable
justice.
Or
no, they will never be held accountable.
No, it's Trump's fault.
Governors,
didn't you
can
hear
kill
the
as
election?
Many people as they want.
200,000 people laid right at Trump's feet during the election.
Oh, because he was in charge of COVID. Is that why?
That's the idea.
It must
so
be him.
Governors
and not
who
a
actually,
single one of them was the fault of the Chinese government that. I don't know. Maybe it did just appear in the shadow of their only bioweapons facility, but it just seems unlikely.
Yeah, so I've got an article here that addresses it, and we can go into it once we wrap up this
podcast. I would love to hear a plausible explanation for why it could be a good idea to put... I mean, unless they were very, very bad old people and needed to die, why that would be a good idea.
Right. So, I mean, like, genocide is one of the possibilities here, right?
Well, not genocide, because you'd have to kill a lot more than that.
It was a lot of Jews that they did.
But do you think they're just trying to send out the population with COVID? Like, is that what
they're
trying?
I do not think that, no.
Okay.
I tend to not think that Cuomo actually wanted to kill people. I tend to think that, the choices that he made really went poorly. Now, the idea
I think that
blaming
they wanted
him on,
to kill people so that they could blame Trump for the deaths. They need to get, if you're going to scare people, you need
high numbers.
You need high numbers, and a disease with a 0.5% death rate kills one out of every 200 people that gets it, and that's factoring in the geriatric murder victims, is not going to be that frightening to people.
It's a possibility. It's too horrifying to contemplate for a guy, you know, like me, who has thought that he had given up with giving these people the benefit of the doubt. But I think you found my threshold. So let's get into that. You know, essentially, I'm going to wrap up this article from The Hill. Biden's being impeached. We'll find out more.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Tired of cancel culture? Sick of mega tech corporations holding an axe over your head? Join the LRN.FM Matrix chat server. It's self-hosted, so no one else can tell us what to do or say. Don't like the existing channels? You can make your own. You can even connect into some of our channels from other Matrix servers. It's federated. For the full LRN.FM Matrix experience, though, you should join our server via the step-by-step instructions at chat.lrn.fm. chat.lrn.fm.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
FM on the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm.
Talk about whatever's on your mind. The number 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
Nobody.
And Angie.
So in the previous segment, the question was asked, Angie, can you help me with the recap here on this? What was it? That basically did, in fact, five governors, Cuomo chief among them,
mm-hmm. put someone in the old people's home that had COVID. Mm-hmm.
Over the objection of the nursing home's management.
Yeah, did they do it because they wanted people to be eliminated, or what was the purpose?
What were the purposes? Did it happen, and what were the purposes?
Right,
stacks and bodies.
Okay, so we know where Pope Nobody stands on this, which is that this was intentional and
murder most foul, as in the best it is,
and that basically it was intended to, you know, that these 200,000 bodies stacked up as a result in part of the Democrats' desire to overtake the White House, and you know. It wraps up pretty nice with a pretty good-looking bow on it. I will say that, Nobody. I mean, it's a heck of a claim.
Yeah, I mean, well, it just seems to me like if you drive a car full speed toward a cliff and the car goes over the cliff, the most obvious suspicion is that your intent was to drive the car over the cliff.
Right, and it could be the case.
So what do you think it was, Mark?
Well, I'm going to read an article here and tell you what KHN, an organization I've never heard of before, but it's a
cool.
They call themselves a PolitiFact health check, and they've got some opinions on it.
So they work for the Facebook fact checkers, paid liars.
Well, at the very least, so Facebook fact checkers. They don't give you an explanation when they give you the ban hammer, right?
They just say yes or no.
They do give you an explanation when they lie about whether what you posted is true.
But the explanation is short and general, right?
Usually it contains a link to one of these very corrupt fact-checking sites.
Let's read it. That's all I've got to... either...
Yeah, let's hear it.
You know, at this point...
I would love to hear an explanation.
At this point, your explanation that is standing on the table... The explanation on the table is something akin to genocide.
What they did is
it looks that way to me.
Well, I wouldn't call it genocide, because genocide is killing off an entire race of people, and that's different from killing off a bunch of old people in one place.
Genocide is killing a bunch of people. What do you call, geriatric side?
I call it just murder. Murder. Yeah, okay. It's just
wholesale
murdering people
murder.
Because you want dead bodies, because you want people to be afraid of your pet disease, and your pet disease isn't very good.
I want to tell you real quick about AnyPayInc.com. AnyPay 2.0 is here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using the Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or the Dash Wallet, your experience should be smooth. Some wallets aren't ready for this impressive new technology. These wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit AnyPayInc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0. And reach out to the wallet programmers and encourage them to make payments perfect at AnyPayInc. That's AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. So let's get into this here. Is Cuomo directive, that's the directive that Cuomo gave, to blame for nursing home COVID deaths as U.S. official claims? So here's a tweet from Michael Caputo, Assistant Secretary to Public Affairs, Department of Health and Human Services, August the 17th. Does the hashtag Dem convention know that at NY Governor Cuomo forced nursing homes across NY to take in COVID-positive patients and planted the seeds of infection that killed thousands of grandmothers and grandfathers? Question mark. Now,
he just thought that was medically indicated.
That's a good idea.
Now, on one hand, you need a high level of proof for what you're talking about here, Rich. But remember, the Democrats had nearly no level of proof when they leveled the claim that Trump killed 200,000. All right? So if for some reason you want to be mad at Republicans for what Cavuto says here. Screw you, you stinking partisan. All right? Now, let's go move on forward. On the first night of the Democratic National Convention, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was among the first in a week-long parade of speakers to issue scathing critiques of the Trump administration's coronavirus response. Cuomo's criticism drew a quick reply in a tweet from Michael Caputo in an assistant secretary for public affairs at the Department of Health and Human Services. I've just read it to you. It's an easy jab. Cuomo has been dogged by criticism for months over his March advisory directing nursing homes in the state to accept patients who had or were suspected of having COVID-19. As long as they were medically stable, the notice said it was appropriate to move patients in. This is into nursing homes and thus out of presumably hospitals. Further, nursing homes were prohibited from requiring that medically stable prospective residents be tested for the virus before they arrived. So, you know, another...
That makes no sense.
What's that?
That they can't be tested before they're sent to them at the facility?
They couldn't be tested before
they
were sent.
Find out they're a bomb, they won't let them on the plane.
So, you know, right.
So they had no intentions of protecting the current residents.
No. But the opposite.
Let's hear what the explanation is. It certainly is damning, right?
Right.
Okay. Between March the 25th and May the 8th, approximately 6,326 COVID-positive patients were admitted. This is important to note, okay? COVID-positive patients were admitted to the nursing homes, according to a state health department report. While experts say this policy is flawed, it is fair to say
flawed.
Is it fair to say that the governor's directive forced nursing homes to take, this is where their whole mostly false claim comes from, because he didn't actually force them, is their claim.
Oh, so he didn't show up with a gun and put it to their heads.
But you
he
said they couldn't turn them away.
Required it, which means that not they a short lose article. Their license to operate.
Not a short article.
What corporation would not prefer to kill a bunch of people than to lose its license?
So, nursing homes to take patients who were sick with COVID-19, and at what extent did the strategy sow the seeds for disease and death? When we examined the evidence, we found it was less clear-cut than the statement makes it seem. The policy, this is not true, the policy likely had an effect, but epidemiologists identified additional factors that fed the problem. What's more, the policy did not force nursing homes to accept COVID-19 positive patients. Nursing homes simply interpreted it this way. Now, that is laughable. I will agree with you on that one, right? Like, that deserves several cackles. So, they're going to go on here. That's KHN.org. We checked
Nobody
with
really thinks that's
fine. Health and Human Services to find the basis for Caputo's comment, but got no response. So, we're going to go on with this, because I think this is very important.
Yes.
I think a lot of us believe it, and I want to hear what the other side has to say, because that's how you find truth, at the very least.
And nobody tells the truth.
Indeed. 603-283-6160.
I just got off the phone with New York. We are the number one network in the world. And it is an honor to stand before you at such an exciting time. We're stretching boundaries that will irreparably alter people's perception of what they are willing to watch. And our next season will offer tantalizing programming that plays seamlessly into the desire of our viewers. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you just a taste of what ODS has to offer.
You know the rules. Grow a pumpkin or go home. Here's the twist. Only one of you has the real pumpkin seeds.
Are you a pumpkin or not?
You call yourselves pumpkin growers?
I know I didn't get the pumpkin seeds. I dug in there. They're bean sprouts.
Starting the pumpkin alliance. Anyone grows a pumpkin, we split the money.
Get out of my patch.
This is the onion.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden signed 10 executive orders to combat the coronavirus pandemic, including a mandate that masks be worn in airports and on many planes, trains, and buses. Regarding COVID, Biden saying the worst is yet to come.
We didn't get into this mess overnight. It's going to take months for us to turn things around. But let me be equally clear. We will get through this.
Also talking coronavirus on Thursday, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who says he believes things could get back to normal sometime later this year.
I believe by the time we get to the fall, we will be approaching a degree of normality. It's not going to be perfectly normal, but one that I think will take a lot of pressure off the American public.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow losing 12 points Thursday to finish at 31,176. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is congratulating Chuck Schumer for becoming the first Jewish minority leader.
As this self-described kid from Brooklyn and son of an exterminator and a housewife became the first Jewish member of Congress to lead either chamber, an historic milestone.
The Kentucky Republican warning Schumer not to get rid of the legislative filibuster. And the new Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on his Republican colleagues to cooperate and help confirm key Biden cabinet officials as soon as possible.
Even as power changes hands from one administration to the other, the work of keeping our nation safe, but it must not be paused or be disrupted.
Facebook is handing its indefinite suspension of former President Trump's account over to an independent oversight board. Facebook saying the board has final say on the most difficult content decisions Facebook makes. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at lrn.fm.
Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
Nobody.
And Angie.
So the accusation is on the table by nobody. And I am not averse to this accusation.
Nobody's saying that.
Pope Nobody has that. So okay. your accusation is briefly what?
They whacked a bunch of people to get the body count up in order by
Cuomo
putting by biological warfare by putting people they knew to be sick into nursing homes with the people most vulnerable to the disease in order to kill off a whole bunch of people and make make people believe the Branch Covidian prophecy that we were all going to die of COVID.
So, it's a serious, to me, I believe that it happened.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I would believe that it was necessarily intentional. So let's hear the rebuttal from, this is coming from khn.org, and see what they have to say about all of this.
So far what they've got is that the nursing homes were mistaken when they when the statement that it was required that they take these patients was interpreted as a requirement that they take these patients.
That's correct. It appears the at this point the rebuttal to your statement is flimsy.
Yeah. But they should not have believed they meant what they said.
Yeah. So going on here, the backstory is, as the virus tore through nursing homes, killing dozens of some of them, Cuomo came under withering censure. His administration's policy, implemented with an eye towards freeing up hospital beds for an onslaught of COVID patients
that never came,
seemed to disregard the risks to frail and elderly nursing home residents who were especially vulnerable to the disease.
As in being the only people who die of it.
Now, I will say this. I have given up the position that somehow this is not in some way or another a state-created and perhaps even state-propagated disease. I believe that it is. So, you know, if you're going to try to kill people off, the best people to kill off are the old, because they're hoarding all the money.
Well, they have all the medical care. They need it.
They cost the most.
Mm-hmm.
And, all that money, when it's freed up, you know, the one out of 20 old people that actually has some money left after, the terrible medical system that's in the United States and around the world, this is even better. Once they're gotten rid of, then the money goes into circulation. Their children are much more likely to spend it. Then you have the velocity of money and these sorts of things. I don't have proof for my statement. I've just stopped believing that this was some kind of naturally occurring accident from bat gobbling. Okay? I'm done with that. Going on, according to the COVID tracking project, 6,600 people have died of COVID-19 in nursing homes and other long-term care facilities in New York, accounting for 26% of the state's, this is obviously old numbers and it's a relatively old article, 25,000 COVID deaths. Some say the true number of the deaths is much higher because, unlike many states, here you are, Rich. I wanted you to remember that point. New York does not count the deaths of former nursing home residents who are transferred to hospitals and die in the hospital as a nursing home death. So if you got sick in a nursing home in New York State, you are not a nursing home death if you die in the hospital. You have to die in the nursing home.
So it's just like any other random person who died of COVID is how it's picked. It's how it's counted.
This is, essentially the government's version of three-card Monty, right? Watch the numbers. Here we go. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Where's
it at? Three-card Monty for us, but the old people got the full Monty.
Indeed, they did. Cuomo's explanation for the policy that he was simply following, he was simply following guidance from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention didn't cut it. A recent PolitiFact piece examining his claim as rated it mostly false. In May, the governor amended the March order prohibiting hospitals from discharging patients to nursing homes unless they tested negative for COVID-19.
So you can't get out unless you don't have COVID-19.
Now, here's something.
But you can get in if you have it.
Here's something worth reporting, right? So you can get COVID-19, be done with COVID-19 effectively, and still test positive for an additional year. PCR test positive.
Okay.
So when you're dealing with a person in nursing, if you're dealing with, say, you, Angie, who are, just over 25.
Yeah, there you go.
I suspect you're somewhere in your
38.
Late 30s. Right. So, but you look darn good for it.
Thanks.
If you went in and you got sick, you happen to go to the hospital, you recover, you're going to just want to go home, and so the hospital wants to get rid of you, you go home, right?
Right.
A nursing home patient has to go back to
the nursing home,
so the hospital can't get rid of them and send them home, so they're kind of stuck. This is the difficulty, is that hospitals are stuck with these people for a long time as a result of this. So
you've got to give them a good period of time to maybe get a second infection, maybe
can you get it twice?
Body count.
I don't know about get it twice, but you can have it for a long time. And
still be contagious if you've cleared up your symptoms.
Right. The new rule said that they couldn't send them back to a nursing home with a positive test.
Okay.
So the being positive doesn't mean you're sick with COVID, but it may mean that you can still transmit it.
You may be contagious.
But the CDC says 14 days.
Right.
And ta-da!
You're better.
So it gets complicated. In the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic, when New York was the epicenter and more than 1,000 people were being hospitalized daily, there's a genuine fear that hospitals would not be able to accommodate the influx of desperately ill patients. Moving people out of the hospitals and into nursing homes was one strategy to help hospitals meet these needs. So remember, I get, you know, as far as the explanation goes, I'm getting it. But these are the same people, these Democrats, because this was a Trump appointee leveling a charge at Democrats. The Democrats had no problem of leveling charges at Trump. I recall Kamala Harris saying during the campaign that essentially the Trump administration was responsible for 200,000 deaths. So, you know, whatever we're saying, I just don't agree with either side in this, the Republicans or the Democrats, just a bunch of partisans lobbing poo at each other as far as I'm concerned.
I think both sides are monsters, but I think this side committed this particular monstrous act.
According to the CDC guidance cited in the earlier PolitiFact story, there were two factors to consider when deciding whether to discharge a patient with COVID-19 to a long-term care facility. Whether the patient was medically ready and whether the facility could implement the recommended infection control procedures to safely care for a patient recovering from the virus. A document from the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said that nursing homes should accept only patients who they were able to care for. Longstanding state guidance is based on the same condition. Still, nursing homes didn't believe turning away patients with COVID-19 was an option. So somehow the governor issues an order that he believes to be innocuous and in line with all the things out there, but nursing homes didn't know that they could not follow the order. So to me that sounds like, at the very least, some bad memo writing on the part of the Cuomo administration. Mm-hmm. And you're responsible for your actions, even if your actions are simply negligence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so I'm all for negligence here. I'm not sure that I'm willing to go with my bombastic friend's nobody's assertion that it's murder, but we can go on.
Not just bombast, I've also got blank verse.
What was that?
I said not just bombast, I've also got blank verse. Bombast and blank verses.
Blank verse? I'm not familiar with the term, I've never heard it.
Blank verse is verse that doesn't rhyme.
It's what?
Verse that doesn't rhyme.
Oh,
verse that doesn't rhyme.
Interesting. 603-283-6160. I do that every night on the air here. It's nothing special. 603-283-6160. I can't think of anything that rhymes with zero.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The latest about the Liberty Radio Network via our email updates at updates.lrn.fm. That's updates.lrn.fm.
It's Free Talk Live, which means you're free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves, because, well, you know, that's what we do here at Free Talk Live. We're going through this story from KHN.org as it's assessing the likelihood that Cuomo, A, is responsible for sending a bunch of sick people to nursing homes and perhaps jump-starting this disease to the level it was in the United States, Cuomo and other Democratic governors, or whether or not it was intentional, these sorts of things. So, we'll get into that here in just one second. I want to talk to you about the AMP program. That's A-M-P. AMP is in Advertise, Market, and Promote Free Talk Live. And you can do as so many people have over there at amp.freetalklive.com. You can amp the show. Go to AMP, amp.freetalklive.com, as Jared H. has. He's a gold amplifier. Now, that's a higher level. We ask for $5 a month. We give you lots of perks. You can see the entire list over there at AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you, Jared H., and thank you, all amplifiers. Let's go
on.
How
many perks can you get for $5?
I don't know. I'd have to go to amp. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to answer your question. So we're going on with this article here. On its face, it looked like a requirement referring to Cuomo's office's order to send to for nursing homes to accept patients from hospitals as hospitals attempted to have more beds for COVID patients.
Now, remember, some people made that mistake because it said it was a requirement.
At what point did they discover that it wasn't a requirement? Like, did someone come out and tell them, hey, you don't have to take these people?
No. Well, Cuomo changed his the whole order in mid-May. So basically making it so that hospitals could not unload on nursing homes,
okay,
which I also think is a bad idea. And likely, if there was another resurgence, could cost lives in the other direction. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yeah, it's just a bad all around. But whatever. This is Christopher Laxton, Executive Director of the Society for Post-Acute and Long-Term Care Medicine, which represents medical professionals in nursing homes and other long-term care facilities. On its face, it looked like a requirement. The nursing homes we spoke to felt it was a mandate, and a number of them felt they had no choice but to take COVID patients. Now, while the overarching guidance not to take patients in unless they could be safely cared for may have been clear, nursing homes' experience was often different, so it said. So Richard Mollett, the executive director of the Long-Term Care Community Coalition and an advocacy group for elderly and disabled people, there was little reason for nursing homes to think that they should only take in patients if they had the ability to do so safely, because those rules were not generally enforced on a regular basis. So, it seems like passing the buck to the nursing homes, they should have known, doesn't seem entirely fair. When you're the governor,
they should have known I didn't mean what I said.
Yeah. I never do.
So, yeah, I always lie. Everything I say is a lie. Why would they believe that?
So coming here from the what is probably not state-sponsored media, but should be, state and federal rules didn't force nursing homes to accept COVID-positive patients, but many of them believed that they had no other choice. It's kind of what happens when the government tells you to do something.
You yeah, you do it.
You have no choice. Mm-hmm. So was it a lethal result? How much of the blame for the deaths of thousands of people in nursing homes from COVID-19 can be attributed to Cuomo's March advisory? So, did a bunch of people die in nursing homes? There's still a bunch of people dying in nursing homes. This disease is a problem of nursing homes, among other things. It's a geriatric issue, which, you know, lesser included is nursing homes. That's the 6,000-person question. In a July analysis of COVID-19 nursing home deaths, by the way, the 6,000-person is highly likely to be breathtakingly low, because not only do we not know how many people died in, as a result of being in the nursing homes because of the way New York reports, we know certainly it was more than 6,600, mm-hmm. Okay?
And we also know that the disease would have continued to circulate.
Well, what
the whole time through the nursing home.
Jump-started the disease. This was very early on. So did this move, in fact, cause the now 400,000 deaths in the United States? Would the disease have petered out had it not been for this move? I don't have an answer for you.
And did it cure the flu? Because nobody's dying of the flu anymore.
So, you know, if the hurricane is created by the butterfly's wings, these are some big wings.
Mm-hmm.
So, just saying. It noted that the peak nursing home resident mortality from COVID-19 on April 8th preceded the peak influx of COVID patients on April the 14th. In addition, it found that nearly 1 in 4 nursing home workers, that's 37,500 people, were infected with the virus between March and early June. Based on these and other factors, the report concluded that the state admissions policy could not have been a driver of nursing home infections or fatalities. So the government has investigated itself and found itself not to be
as
guilty.
As usual. And what they okay, I'm not qualified.
Epidemiologists and nursing home advocates beg to differ. To say that introducing patients to nursing homes who had COVID-19 did not cause problems is ridiculous, says the Laxton guy from
okay,
the...
That's what I was trying to say. I just,
yeah. Calling the study's approach pretty flawed. Dennis Natch, who spells Dennis with one N? An epidemiologist an epidemiologist at City University of New York School of Public Health said he didn't agree with the report's conclusion that the policy had nothing to do with the deaths. Others had the same view. I didn't think that they showed the data to say the policy was not a driver, said Rupak. Oh, my God, Shiva Cody, an assistant professor of epidemiology.
That's easy for you to say.
Yeah, at the Mailman School of Public Health at Columbia University. But Gary Holmes, assistant commissioner of the New York State Department of Health, he works for the government, had a different take. Critics of the report, he said, must be deliberately ignoring the rising death tolls in nursing homes and hotspots across the country. Public health officials in those states are experiencing and acknowledging that what New York's report indicated weeks ago. These facilities are microcosms of the community and transmission, microcosms of the community, and transmission is occurring unknowingly or asymptomatic spread among staff members, Holmes said in an email. Now, I think it's
basically their position is allowing a healthy resident to visit will kill these people, but putting somebody who actually has COVID-19 into their nursing home won't.
It's safe.
Right. So
you can only catch it, I suppose, from people who don't have it.
And one of the things that I proposed very early on in talking about all of this was that they use, because the government dished out a lot of money, I think trillions over this, and they might as well have just said, all right, everybody who works in a nursing home, you're locked in. Now, remember, they had no problem locking everybody else in. And I'm only saying that this is a solution that could have actually worked.
What do you mean locked in? Like you can't leave?
You live at the nursing home now.
Well, what about people with families?
Screw them. What about the rest of us with families? They didn't care about us.
Pay twice. Pay triple what they get as far as paychecks.
They paid me $1,200 for what? A year of my life?
What would be the point of, what I'm saying is no lockdown. No checks being sent out. None of this government pork that went anywhere. Focus this money where it matters on nursing homes, and they would have actually had some kind of success. I'm only talking from the standpoint
of... sounding like it's important to save lives when I think it's very clear. I mean, a third of $1 billion went to the American people in aid, and $3 trillion went to massive corporations who don't seem to be that susceptible to COVID. They don't get it.
While public health experts quibbled with the report's self-serving claim that the governor's policy wasn't a factor in COVID-19 nursing home deaths, they nevertheless agreed with the report's broader conclusion that nursing home staffers, as well as visitors, before they were banned, were likely the main drivers of COVID-19 infections and deaths in nursing homes. Based on the timeline of the policy and the deaths in the city, it is very unlikely that the policy contributed to thousands of deaths, said this Shivakati fella. Infection control is a long-standing problem at nursing homes, and the COVID deaths were a basic failure of infection control. It's unclear how many of the deaths of the policy might have been caused. Also unclear how many of the dead were grandmothers and grandfathers. Irrelevant nonsense. Oh, God. I can't believe they're quibbling like that. All right. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I feel dirty from this article. Free Talk Live.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.